Bochis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bochis Bavli, Daf Nun Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Beishame Oimim Neitlin Liyadayim Achachach Moizgim Nesakais. Beishame say, first we wash the hands, and then we mix, we add water to the wine in the cup. Beishame Oimim Moizgim Nesakais Trila Vachachach Neitlin Liyadayim. Beishame says, first we mix the cup, and then we wash the hands. Gemara says, Ma Taman De Beishame, what's the reasoning of Beishame? The answer is they are concerned lest liquids on the back, means on the outside of the cup, become tummy through his hands, and they will be metame the cup. What's the reasoning of the Bifilil? First answer is that the outside of the cup is always tummy, means one may use such a cup, the chatchila. And the second answer, washing the hands, must be close to the bocha of Hamaitzi. Rabbeinu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan asked the Beishamai, Rabbi Yosi, the Beisilol, Rabbi Meir. Rabbeinu, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Beishamai holds like Rabbi Yosi and Beisilol holds like Rabbi Meir. The Tanin and Taman Rabbi Meir Oimer liadayim tmeiros adayros. As the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir says that the distinction between the outside and handle of a kli, that one may take a kli through its handle, and we're not concerned lest you touch the outside, is for tummy and tahor hands. We're not concerned lest tummy hands be metame liquid on the outside, and it will be metame the kli, nor lest tahor hands become tummy through liquids on the outside, means when the outside of the kli is tummy. Rav Yosi says it's only for tahor hands, means if his hands are tummy, he may not take it even through the handle. Rav Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shabsi, Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish, Lechalant and Nesefet Yadayim Adam Mahalech Arba Mili. Rav Yosi, quoting Rav Shabsi, and Rav Chiya, quoting Rav Lakish, said that for Chala means to be able to separate it b'tahara, and to wash his hands for a meal, one must go even up to 4 mil. V'yabor b'shem Rav Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Hadada Amar Lefanav Aval Achav, Eima Tchichin Olav. V'yabor said that in the name of Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, this is only in front of him, in the direction that he's going, but in the opposite to the direction that he's going, we don't exert him so much. Shomer ginois upadesim ma'at avilahin kilifnehen kolachrihem. People who guard gardens and vineyards, later they will need to go to get water for the crops. You consider that the water is in front of them, for later they have to go there, or behind them, because now they want to eat here. Nishmanim in ador, ha'ishu yosheves ha'kreitze chalasa ha'uma, b'nei sheyichoyle lechsois es atzma, avaloi ha'ish. We answer from a Mishnah, a woman may sit and separate challah with a bracha while naked, because she can cover her elbow, but a man cannot. V'adar isha lo b'seich habayif hiyu sheves, at ama ein matrichin aleha, v'kan ein matrichin alav. We infer that if this woman not inside the house, and she could get clothes, and you say we don't exert her. Also here, we don't exert people who guard gardens and vineyards. Tani ma'im shalifnei ha-mozen, v'shus v'shalach ha-mozen, chayva, ela sheb'rishonim, neitel v'masik, v'shonim, neitel v'ein ha-masik. The Baisa says water of an intensity done before a meal is optional, means here it doesn't mean optional, here it means mitzvah, it's called rishus, in contrast to Maim Achronim, which is more obligatory. After the meal, it's chayva, which is even more obligatory. However, the first water one washes and interrupts, but the latter water one washes and does not interrupt, which we will explain. Mahu noitel umafik, what does it mean one washes and interrupts? Rav Yaakov ha'acha amar noitel v'shoyne. Rav Yaakov ha'acha answered, he washes and repeats, for the first washing is metaya his hands, but the water is on his hands as tummy, he has to wash again now to be metaya the water. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak amar bay noitel v'shoyne v'ad ames v'shus. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak objected, he has to wash and again repeat, and you say that it is v'shus. This is more stringent than my machoinim, which you call a chayva. Am Rav Yaakov bar Idi al Rishonim Nechal Basa Chazir al Shniim Yatza Ishem Beisa V'yesh Oimim Shenergu Alea Shloisha Nefashis. Rav Yaakov bar Idi said that due to the emission of Maim Rishonim, a man was assumed to be a non-Jew and he was fed pork. Due to the emission of Maim Achronim, a woman was expelled from her house. So it enabled someone to see what the woman's husband had eaten, and thereby trick her. Her husband was angry and divorced her, and some say that through this, 3 people were killed. Shmuel Salak Legabi Rav Chama Yasi Achal Vasam Amale Mau Kain Amali Istanisani. Shmuel went to Rav, he saw him eating with his hands covered. He asked him, do we do so, means eat like this without washing? He said, I am an Isthmus, which means I'm very finicky, even though I washed, I cannot touch the bread. When Rav Zeira came here to Eretz Yisrael, he saw Kehanim eating with their hands covered, and he was very surprised. He said, didn't you hear the story of Rav and Shmuel, that Rav had washed his hands? Asa b'yesi bar kahana, b'shem Shmuel, netilas yadayim, it should say the truma, ein netilas yadayim l'chulin. B'yesi bar Rav kahana came and said in the name of Shmuel, we wash the hands for truma, and we don't wash hands for chulin. Rav Yosi oimer l'truma o l'chulin. Rav Yosi says we wash hands for truma and for chulin. Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Yechia bar Ashi, Rav Yoina Rav Yechia bar Ashi b'shem Rav, netilas yadayim l'truma, ad aperik v'l'chulin ad kishreis b'yisov. Rav Yosi quoting Rav Chia Ba'ashi, and Rav Yoina quoting Rav Chia Ba'ashi, quoting Rav, said, we wash the hand for truma until the joint, which means until the wrist, and for chulin until the end of the fingers. Maisha ba pray to Rav Yishur ben Levi Oma min dahava achal im sabi v'le mishatef yadoi ad aperek lehava achal imei. Maisha, the grandson of Rav Yishur ben Levi, said, one who ate with my grandfather and he did not wash his hands until the joint, until the wrist, my grandfather would not eat with him. Rav Huna amar ein netilas yadayim ela lepas bilvad. Rav Huna said, netilas yadayim is only for bread. Tani Rabbi Hoshea kol davar sheyesh boi lichluch mashke. Rav Hoshea said, Rabbi Isa, anything with a trace of liquid means it was dipped and it's still wet, one must wash for it. Rabbi Zeira amar afilu mekatzitz tumasin hava notal yadei. Rabbi Zeira said, even if he took wet lupines from the pod, he would wash his hands. Rav Amar Notal Yodah B'Shachrith Ema Trichin Alav B'Lel Habayim. Rav said, if one washed his hands in the morning, we don't exert him in the evening. Rav Avina Mafgid L'Chamei Hen Handa Afan Mashkechen Maya Nasru N'Machzen should say Yidei Chayin U'Masni Al Kol Yema. Rav Avina commanded his donkey drivers, where you find water, wash your hands and stipulate that this permits to eat bread for the entire day. Rav Zeira Salik Gabi Rav Yabo L'Kisoin Ashkechei Ama, I should say, Yasi, Lemeichel, Yavle, Agula, Lekalsi, Amalei, Salzburich. Rabbi Zeira went to Rabbi Avol to Kisoin. He found him. Rabbi Avol told him, come to eat, and gave to him a round loaf to cut, and he said, take and bless. Amalei, Balabai, if you dare, Kocho Shel Kikoi. Rabbi Zeira says, the host knows the power of his loaf, he may cut generously. Minda Achlun, Amalei, Salzburich, after they ate, Rabbi Avol told him, take the cup of Bichos Mazon and bless. Amalei chacham Rebbe l'Rav Huna, should say, do ancha rabba, v'hu hava ama ha'pesech hu choisem. Rav Zeira said, Rebbe, you know Rav Huna that he's a great chacham, and Rav Huna says that the one who begins, the one who makes hamoitzi, he the one who finishes, means blesses bechaz amazim. Masnisa pliga al Rav Huna, the Tani said it in Netilas Yadayim al chamisha maschilim min agadol. We have a question against Rav Huna from the Tosefta. The order of Netilas Yadayim before eating is that if there are up to five people, we begin with the greatest. In the time he needs to prepare to bless, the others will suffice to wash. If there are more than five, we begin with the smallest, and it's not honorable for the greatest to wait for the others to wash. The Emtzah Hamazon Maschilim Min Agadol La'achah Hamazon Maschilim Min Amavarech. In the middle of the meal, which is washing between courses, we begin with the greatest. There's no bracha, so he doesn't need to wait for anyone. At the end of the meal, we begin with the one who will bless. Lo she yaskin atzmo levocha in tema apesechu choisem kvar matukanu. Is it not so that he will know that he will bless and prepare himself to bless? If you'll say that the one who begins, he finishes, he already knew and prepared. Amav yisag dipata ve'elein dahava alin kitoin kitoin for the yadin, I should say, man mevocha. Rabbi Yitzchak answered that the case is where people entered to eat gradually. No one blessed Tamaitzi for everyone, so they don't know who will bless. We come now to the next Mishnah. Beishamay Oimim Mekanech Yadov Bemapa Umaniach Umanich Al HaSholchem. Beishamay says, one cleans his hands with a napkin and leaves it on the table. Beishil Oimim Al HaKesis. And Beishil says, he leaves it on the pillow. The Gemara says, Masnifa B'Shulchem Shal Shayish V'Shal Prokim She'enu Mekabel Tuma. The Gemara says that our Mishnah discusses a table of marble or of made out of wood with its parts, which does not receive tumah, and the explanation being that a wooden table can be disassembled, it's like what we call pshute kli eitz, which is not makabel tumah. Ma'atam and Beis Shammai, what is the reasoning of Beis Shammai? Shelo yitamu mashken sheba mapa min hakeses v'yachzu v'yitamu es yadov. The answer is, it's less liquid on the napkin become tummy through the pillow, and return to be mitame his hands. Ma'atam and Beis Hillel, What's the reasoning of Beis Hillel? Lo ilam, safik mashkim liyadayim tahor. First answer is that because of safik, there's a safik about liquids to be metame hands is tahor. Davacha ein yadayim achulin. Second answer is there's no need to wash hands for chulin. Uka Beis Shammai, yesh yadayim achulin. And the Gemara asks, do Beis Shammai hold that there is a need to wash hands for chulin? Tipate oikra b'shimon ben lazer, oikra b'lazer b'rub sadak. We can answer like b'shimon lazer or like b'lazer b'rub sadak. Rav Shimon Elazar, so first we can answer like Rav Shimon Elazar, the Tani, Rav Shimon Elazar, Ime, Rav Shimon Bimeya, Hayodayim Tchila, Lechulin, Ushniyes, Lechuma. The Vaisa says from Rav Shimon Elazar, quoting Rav Meir, hands that became Tommy are considered a Rishon Lechuma for Chulin and a Sheni for Truma. Or Rav Elazar Rav Sadek, or we can give an answer like Rav Elazar Rav Sadek, the Taninim, Tamon, Chulin shenasal gabi hakodesh hoi elu kuchulin levlaza bevsadik aimer hoi elu kutruma letame shnayim olivsol echad. The Mishnah there says chulin processed al taras hakodesh are like chulin, means they receive tumah only from an av or rishon. Levlaza bevsadik says they are like truma, and av tumah is metame two foods. The first is a rishon and the second is a sheni, and disqualify one because the third is not metame a fourth. Taman taninan, asach shemen, toho, she says, the nitma, the yoad, the tovel, the shame oimim, afapi, menatev toho, the beisil oimim, she says, kadei fiches, eivet cotton, tommy. There's a Mishnah, one who anoints with toho oil, and he became tommy, and he descended and immersed, the shame say, even if it's dripping from him, it's toho, means it's battle to the person, beisil says, if it's enough to anoint a small limb, then it's tommy. The imhaya shemen, tommy, metrilosai, the shame oimim, kadei fiches, eivet cotton, the beisil oimim, mashke, tefeach. If the oil was initially tommy, the shame say, if it's enough to anoint a small limb, then it's tommy, beisil say, even if it's a liquid, tefeach means his skin wets what touches it. Rav Yehuda oimim, meshim beisil, tefeach umad piach. Rav Yehuda says, according to beisil, even if it's tefeach umad piach, means what touches it can wet something else. Machlefes shitoin de beisil, tamon ammin, tamei, bahacha ammin toho. Beis Hillel seem to contradict themselves. There they said that if the oil is teifeach, it's tamei, and here they said that one may put the napkin on the pillow, even though surely there is liquid teifeach on it, because it is toho. Taman, ba'inuhu, bahacha, balua, b'mapahu. The answer is there, the oil is intact. Here the liquid is absorbed into the napkin. We come now to the next Mishnah, Beishamai oimim mechabnes habayis, v'acharkach noitlin liyadayim. Beishamai say, first we sweep the house where we ate, and then we wash the hands, my machoinim. But Beis Hillel oimim, noitlin liyadayim, v'acharkach mechabdin es habayis. Beis Hillel say, first we wash, and then we sweep the house. The Gemara says, ma tamayim de Beis Shammai? What is the reasoning of Beis Shammai? Mipnei ovdan oichlin. It's due to wasting food, because if water spills on the crumbs on the table, more than a kazayis. Ma tamayim de Beis Hillel? What's the reasoning of Beis Hillel? Im shamash pikeach, harei ze ma'aveh peruim, she say kazayis, o meniach pochis me kazayis, v'noitlin liyadayim, v'acharkach mechabdin es habayis. The answer is, if a servant is clever, then he removes crumbs on the table, at least a kazayis, and leaves crumbs less than a kazayis, therefore we wash and then we sweep the house, because it's no longer a concern.